6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Here we go through town, coming off of DC 295 to the 11th Street Bridge. Traffic's moving again. It had been just a little bit of a halt here as they moved two cars out of the right lane, merging from the 11th Street Bridge and onto that stretch of the freeway. It looks like lanes are now open. No problems out of Virginia. In fact, 395 still really good shape here. Beltway through Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street and that stretch of the freeway as well. As far as the Beltway, quiet Virginia. Maryland topside starts to slow just a bit now. New Hampshire Avenue pushing around that topside around to Georgia Avenue. We're still quiet at the Wilson Bridge and still in a good shape each direction at the American Legion Bridge. 270, if you're making travels out of Frederick here early on through Urbana and Hyattstown, that'll be a slower stretch for you. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 50 in Herndon, 51 in Fort Washington, 52 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Spot Hero. A teacher explains how she put 19 students in a closet to keep them safe. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on this Thursday morning here on WMAL. At 7:05, joining us will be John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center to delve into this school shooting. At 7:15, from South Korea, Steve Kostenbaum. And at 8:05, it's Sebastian Gorka. Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Good morning. We're looking at this shooting yesterday in Parkland, Florida, and wondering what your reaction is to all of this. And when you see these shootings at schools and the way that our public policymakers and our media react to them, all of that, that whole picture, which seems to, every time this happens, we seem to go through the same exact dance as a society. What troubles you about all of this? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. There was that shooting again in Parkland yesterday, killing at least 17 people, as others at this hour struggle for their lives. The suspect is 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz. He's a former student of the school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He had been expelled from that institution. That's according to Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who said this to reporters yesterday during a news conference in the evening. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida said that he was wearing a gas mask during this assault and may have actually had smoke bombs during the rampage, and that he carried an AR-15 and had countless magazines on him. 17 people killed, as I said. 12 of them were killed inside the school, 2 outside, 1 on the street, and another 2 when they arrived at the hospital. 15 people were transported as well to the hospital, according to the sheriff, and who said that the suspect was taken into custody, quote, without incident, off of school grounds. He attempted to blend into the crowd as he fled, we know now. He concealed himself in that crowd, was seen running out of the school with the hundreds of students. And Cruz was later taken into custody by Coconut Creek police in a local neighborhood, just a couple miles away from the high school. So now we look at sort of everything that led up to it. I mentioned the expulsion. We know that at one point there's various witnesses, including, I believe, a math teacher talking about the fact that he was not allowed to carry a backpack on campus in light of the fact that casings were found inside of his backpack at one point. Again, we're getting a lot of early details on this. Still, even at this hour, things might change about it. But it seems like there were plenty of indicators leading up to this that suggested that this young man had a troubled existence, one that was obsessed with guns on social media, one that was obsessed with knives, one that had sort of sent a lot of warning flags up yet this wasn't prevented. Again, as a former student, he arrived yesterday and slaughtered many of his former classmates in that high school.
Yeah, and he, as we know, had been expelled apparently from middle school as well. And one of his middle school classmates said he kicked out a glass window and ran out of the classroom before he was caught. So he had, as you said, a lot of behavioral issues. A former sister-in-law, Barbara Kombatovich, she is, and this is quoted in, again, the Miami Herald. She said she believed that Nicholas, her, at the time, I guess, nephew, was on medication to deal with his emotional issues. She talked about his mother, who passed away November 1st, Lydia, and said that she was struggling with Nicholas the last couple of years. The father passed away when he was young. We don't know exactly when, but he passed away when he was young.
So in the wake of this, though, it took mere minutes. I noticed yesterday Nancy Pelosi coming out and instantly knocking thoughts and prayers, because, of course, that was one of the reactions to this, people praying for the survivors and praying for the victims and their families. She said too many of these instances take place across the country. As leaders, we have a moral obligation to prevent them and protect our communities. We need more than thoughts and prayers. Hashtag enough is enough. Here's another, Cory Booker. When is enough enough, he says. How much bloodshed? How many more deaths? My heart breaks at the news from Florida. I mourn the senseless loss of life. This must not be normal. Such carnage must not be routine. Thoughts and prayers are not enough, he says. Our nation must act. There's a lot of reaction to this yesterday in the press all over the place. Here's Senator Chris Murphy, cut 8, reacting to the high school shooting in Florida from the floor of the Senate.
This happens nowhere else other than the United States of America. This epidemic of mass slaughter, this scourge of school shooting after school shooting. It only happens here not because of coincidence, not because of bad luck, but as a consequence of our inaction. We are responsible for a level of mass atrocity that happens in this country with zero parallel anywhere else.
The senator, again, pushing for gun control in the hours following that shooting. What troubles you the most about all this? What stands out to you? It might not be the most. I mean, obviously, one of the things that troubles anybody the most is the loss of life here. But what are the things that stand out to you as we go through this, yet again here in the United States, this debate underway as of this morning? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's start with Bob in Alexandria this morning. Bob, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Yes, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody down there in Florida, the families, the survivors. But, you know, we've got to sit there and, I think, start looking at other linkages, too. I have a real question. What is the contribution of social media and media to what seems to be the increasing number of instances of these mass shootings?
Kind of ride that out a little bit, Bob. How do you view that? How do you think social media might play a role?
Well, it gives these people that have these sick, demented minds an opportunity to take and make these statements. And instead of putting them back in the closet, we give them an open forum to express their whatever their views are. Their frustrations, whatever it is, okay, whatever it is that causes them to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in one sense, those who do express kind of twisted, contorted views are sending us early indicators. So in one way, it's helpful because you can see it, like they're sharing these things. But the other is that I do think as a society, social media creates sort of a pressure for us to create fronts for ourselves and to sort of to veil our true selves and to only share the things that we think are of interest to other people. It's all one big social experiment. And it kind of nips in the bud. I mentioned this earlier. We're so wired, we're disconnected. It nips in the bud the notion that we have a lot of interpersonal communication, that community is sort of being worn down by the fact that we're now shifting our communal activities to the internet, where we have a lot more control over it, where we're trying to massage our own appearances, things like that. And I think that could have a negative effect. I mean, it's, you know, you talk, you listen to, like, the guys at Facebook talking about the, like, former employees of Facebook talking about the effect it has on your brain just using their tool. And they knew that as they were getting started, how addictive it was. You wonder sort of what the relationship is in terms of how we develop as a society. And then when we see events like this, whether there is a causal relationship, as Bob said.
Well, here's the thing. Social media now allows us to live in an echo chamber where you choose what you hear. You choose only the music you want to listen to. You never hear anything outside of what you choose to listen to. You are never exposed to any kind of news or opinion outside of what you want. This guy, according to his social media, as they're delving into it, was really scary. And he belonged to a lot of groups that tended to be more violent, tend to advocate for more violence. He visited a lot of social media like that. So he lived in an echo chamber that just reinforced his view of the world. And I think that that makes you a little bit twisted and extreme. And we see it. Look at how many of us have friends who view politics differently than we do. And we're no longer friends with them because one side or the other can't handle, we don't know how to handle any kind of opposing view anymore.
Conflicting opinions. What frustrates you about all of this as we go through another gun debate? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
Let's check the roadways and get you to work. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And if you hit the Beltway running anytime soon here, it looks really good. Virginia, between the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge, I'm not seeing any backups. Do have some of that volume topside right as you merge off of 95 and around to George Avenue, but really that's about it. Still good to the Wilson Bridge. Now for 270, Urbana to Hyattstown, seeing those brake lights stop and go. Quiet through Rockville. I'm going to take out west first for everyone coming in from, say, Gainesville and up through to the Beltway. Lanes are open, but let's go outside of Haymarket and out toward the Plains, where we have the crash on 66 happened eastbound or westbound side just west of Route 15, and crews are responding in each direction on that stretch of 66 about between the Plains and 15 on 95 out of Dale City to Lorton Slope. And we're coming up to 630, so a reminder again, Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, those two northbound lanes right near the Kennedy Center closed. They're going to put down concrete. They're pouring the concrete, so they have that closure set in place between 6:30 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. So coming inbound, just two lanes accessible after Virginia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, overcast with a slight chance of a rain shower, high around 70 today. Remember, it's February. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, early becoming cloudy, periods of rain late, a low near 60. Then tomorrow, start your day with rain. Then cloudy showers in the afternoon, chance of rain 60% tomorrow. We'll start out a morning high of 62, but the temperatures are going to fall down to near 50. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 49 degrees, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Show.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
All right, a lot of reaction to this yesterday, including on MSNBC. Remember Brian Williams, who was kind of shipped over from NBC News over to MSNBC after facing a credibility scandal. And he's over there now, and he had a kind of a toss, I guess, to Chris Matthews, or they were having a conversation about this and sort of the relationship of America and its guns. It instantly became a conversation about that yesterday in the wake of this incident in Florida. Listen to this.
Great places to live, but these names will always be associated with tragedy. And that city you're in, Washington, if you match it against public opinion polls of their constituents, the lawmakers in that city are failing American people every day.
Thank you so much, Brian. And that, of course, is the question. So much about American exceptionalism is wonderful. How different we are from the rest of the world is wonderful. The country of opportunity and true freedom. And this part of the American exceptional story isn't so easy to sell to the rest of the world.
And that's really what matters, how we sell to the rest of the world. I mean, a lot of these guys,
what they think about us.
They want us to become Australia. How often have you heard this? They're we need to become Australia. Well, you know what that means, right?
We have to become an island and cut Canada and Mexico off?
Well, in addition to that, in addition to Lex Luthering Canada and Mexico off the continent, we have to confiscate guns. Australians were voluntold to give up their weapons.
Voluntold.
This is not. Let's be honest about what that means. Johnny is in Virginia this morning reacting to this. About, you know, what frustrates you as you listen to this debate rage on yet again in the United States? Johnny, good morning.
Good morning. I have several sons who have some have finished in the public school system, and I still have a few that are in the public school system. And what I've seen is that there's been a steady decline in the quality of education that my children have gotten for decades now. And I think it's time for the government to get their hand out of our children's education. They've done nothing but screw up the education system, and now they can't even keep our kids alive. And I think it's time to take back our school systems from the government and from the liberals, and start controlling the safety of our children and the quality of what they're being taught.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know how the solution of get the parents more involved in the education of their children seems like the answer to a lot of problems. Yeah. Seems like the answer to a lot of problems. Yeah. Education, safety, a lot of it. And I wonder how many parents, my child's not old enough to be in high school, but I wonder how many parents reacted yesterday with, man, I wish I was there protecting that school.
Yeah.
I wish I was there volunteering, just spending a shift there. You know, like we heard from people earlier today, veterans who just, you know, they're out of the service now, maybe want to serve by helping to protect children's schools.
Well, you want to know what changed. Parents don't have the time to volunteer in schools anymore because both parents are working. So the days of parents and being in the school, my mom was a homeroom mom. We don't have those anymore. We don't have class moms anymore because moms are working. So parents being in school isn't an option anymore. School choice would be an option. If you want to send your kid to a school with an armed guard because that's what they believe in, you'd have that choice if we had school choice, to his point. 622 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Arlington or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Guess what? I have great news for you. You can save up to 70% this week at Mattress Warehouse because it's their President's Day sale. They're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer that makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable. They have mattresses starting at just $22 a month. Do the math. You're going to keep your mattress for about 8 to 10 years. So use 10 because that's easy. And then calculate how much that mattress is costing you. Divide that over 10 years and then divide it over the number of nights that you're going to sleep. You're going to be paying well below 50 cents a night for a great night's sleep. And that's also good for your health. You'd be willing to invest 50 cents a night, not even, for your health? Of course you would, for a better night's sleep. You can also take 20% off all their bed gear and their Tempur-Pedic pillows. And for a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. There are just way too many savings to even go into. They also have a free adjustable base upgrade. You want to find out where there's a Mattress Warehouse near you? Take a look, make the investment in your health, and save big. Go to sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse location near you.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
6:25, now time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, and it's first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. I do want to begin on 66 for everyone coming through Manassas towards Centerville. Have some of the volume, and again, as you pass Nutley Street and up through to the Beltway. But let's go out past the Haymarket area. If that's your travels, a serious crash involves a truck that's overturned, and they're sending a medevac helicopter. So on 66, this puts it out in Haymarket area, west of 15 out near the Plains, and they're stopping 66 in each direction to land the medevac helicopter. So definitely not an option right now. But again, if you're coming in from 15, you are able to get onto 66 East, and you can continue up through Centerville and through to the Beltway. Let's get you through Manassas Park on 28 northbound, just seeing those volume signal light delays as you push north, getting up toward Lee Highway and eventually up to I-66. Nothing in the way. Had the two cars stopped on the freeway, they've moved on, and that little bit of volume that we had coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, that actually quickly cleared. Top side of the Maryland Beltway from 95 around to George Avenue, seeing that stop and go, slow merge off of 95. Update sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Well, call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
I have an update for you now, just receiving an alert from Fox News, confirmation that a Florida high school football coach who was hailed as a hero yesterday for jumping in front of the bullets has died. A coach by the name of Aaron Feiss, he was an assistant football coach, also a security guard at the school, gave his life yesterday protecting these students as eyewitnesses described him having stood in front of the bullets as they rained down on those students in that high school. Aaron Feiss. What a story. We've been tracking his story since yesterday and confirmed that he was killed in that. Getting your reaction to all of this, and as the debate rages on as well here in Washington, I want to go to Ed, who's in Laurel, Maryland this morning. Ed, good morning, sir. You're up next here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Go for it.
When I watched all this unfold yesterday, it sounds terrible to say I had almost a running bet with my wife. I said, about how long until they wheel out gun control? Well, they start talking about magazine capacity, types of weapons, all sorts of inconsequential stuff to this situation.
Yeah.
We all agree this is obviously horrendous. It's just, I mean, any parent who has a child taken away from them in any sort of way is just horrible. But I would encourage any of your listeners to read I believe it was last month. I can't really remember the magazine put out by the NRA, and they could read about Good Guy with a Gun.
Yep.
About the church shooting in Texas.
That's right.
About the gentleman down there, the action that he took, the way he went about it, just the thought process, the amazing nature of it, the fact that he knew what weapon to get. He grabbed ammo. He ran out of his house without even his shoes on. And this guy was able to shoot a moving target from, I think he was at least 50 yards out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he was a hero there despite the casualties. He did what he could to bring that to an end. Many stories like that, many of them undertold. 629 on WMAL.
You use a popular search engine to find a business, but the business on the map doesn't exist.
It's just this huge, shady shell game.
Seven on Your Side shows you how fake businesses set the trap to run the hustle. See how it's costing you tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Having more breaking news for you in D.C. Two
news from overnight, alerts to plan ahead, plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Coming up on WMAL, yeah, Rob Porter, this thing is just not going away. We'll talk about it. The president also came out and spoke about it. We'll tell you what he had to say. And Tammy Duckworth about to become the first sitting senator to give birth. It's going to be interesting. She's not going to do it in the Senate. No, she's not going to do it there. But we're going to tell you she has some things to say about this. She's not happy. We'll tell you why. It is now 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Bray and Scarf. Emotions continue to flow hot in Parkland, Florida this morning, a day after at least 17 people were killed in a high school shooting there. This teacher hid 19 students in a closet to keep them safe and says she's frustrated that even doing the right thing wasn't enough.
We did everything that we were supposed to do. Broward County Schools has prepared us for this situation, and still, you know, to have so many casualties, you know, it's very, at least for me, it's very emotional because I feel today like our, you know, our government, our country has failed us and failed our kids and didn't keep us safe.
The social media account of the accused killer, Nicholas Cruz, shows that he had been plotting the murders with his AR-15 for months. Investigators want to know why no one came forward to throw up a red flag. Senate leaders hope to vote today on a bipartisan deal reached by moderates that would grant eventual citizenship for DACA recipients and provide $25 billion over the next decade to build a wall. Some Democrats say it doesn't go far enough, and President Trump has threatened to veto a deal if it's not tough enough. The deal does not end the visa lottery, as the president has demanded. D.C. school teachers will not have to worry about being held responsible for not passing enough students in classes the rest of this school year. The school system says in an email it will not take passing rates into account when it gives teachers their annual assessments. Officials want to cool off the reputation that they want to place promotion above doing the right thing. The school system says the change is temporary and new policies will be in place this fall. If you're not calorie conscious, you might think McDonald's Happy Meals are getting a little unhappy. Happier every day. They already reduced the size of the fries and threw in apple slices. Now, the fast food chain says it'll no longer peddle cheeseburgers or chocolate milk for the meals. You can still ask for those items, but they won't be on the menu board starting this summer. All a bid to sell you on a healthier McDining experience. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71,43. In sports, brought to you by MGM National Harbor, Michaela Schifrin wins the women's giant slalom at the Winter Olympics. She goes for gold in the slalom today. The Wizards come back from 27 points down to beat the Knicks, and Duke romps over Virginia Tech. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Bray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24 cubic foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. And pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top load washer with a huge 5.3 cubic foot capacity, just $6.29. Also tax-free during the holiday. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time. And Bray and Scarf is the place. Visit Bray and Scarf today or go to brayandscarf.com.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
the Big Screen Store's President's Sale. Special purchase 50% off a Samsung 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV, just $19.99. Whoa, that's big. Our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Which is why you can get that 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV for just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and this is huge. We even double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus, great deals from the home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating, power headrests, and an amazing selection of the home theater furniture you've always wanted. If you want to save big, then just listen to what our customers are saying.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Play Cold Hard Cash at MGM National Harbor for your chance to win $100,000 in cash now through March 2nd. Daily play, daily wins. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Really busy in Virginia. Let's begin 95, 395 first, heading through Lorton. Northbound 95, new crash just happened in the left lane. And hang with 395 here just patiently through Duke to King Street. We had a couple cars involved in a crash, but it looked like a VDOT truck just put everybody over to the shoulder. So lanes have been open. I know it's heavy in that stretch, but you shouldn't find anything blocked there. Now, Route 7, right as you come out of Leesburg, bunching up quickly with the crash, eastbound 7 before you get to Battlefield Parkway. Additional response heading there. Overturned tractor trailer take you out to Haymarket area if your travels take you in that direction. Past 15, west on 66, west of 15. They were planning to send a medevac helicopter, but the weather not corresponding great there, so they've canceled that. So they're keeping the eastbound lanes of 66 open before 15 Haymarket. But again, a lot going on in that area. Now, if you're joining on from 15 and coming through Gainesville, Centerville, Manassas, your travel lanes are open. Let's get you out to the Beltway, to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing near St. Barnabas Road and topside through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high for the date, 77 degrees. It's going to get mild. A lot of cloud and maybe a couple of rain showers, 70 degrees. A very mild 60 tonight with a southwest breeze with some rain late. Falling temperatures tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it's 48 in Dumfries, 51 in La Plata, 50 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, 7:05, John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center will be with us on an important morning for that conversation. 7:15, Steve Kastenbaum is in South Korea for us this morning, this evening in South Korea, covering the Olympics. He'll join us from there. 8:05, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
You know, we haven't talked about Rob Porter enough because this story has not been dragged out enough in the news. So I think we need to drag it out a little bit more because this dead horse is not beaten yet into
glue. All right, wield your club, Mary.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about Rob Porter. All right, so as you know, Rob Porter accused by two ex-wives, of having assaulted them. And one of them shared a picture with the FBI. Now, there was no police report filed. There were no police reports filed by either one of the women. Mm-hmm. So when he started going through his background check, none of that showed because there was no flag immediately because there were no police reports filed. So this had to be found out as you go through the process and the FBI starts to interview
right.
people in your life. So that's why
to
it takes a while.
To include his ex-wives. I mean, they interviewed
right.
the women.
So that's why it takes a while for this to come to light. All right. Now, so the allegation is that the White House can't get their story straight about when they knew and who knew and what they did and everything. Bottom line, though, when it made its way to the top, he was fired. He was let go. Now, we have John Kelly, who is under the gun now because the left wants him gone. He holds the White House together. Well, Mr. Kelly, according to the New York Times, told senior aides last fall to put an immediate end to granting any new interim security clearances. That is what Mr. Porter had. That is what Rob Porter had. He had an interim security clearance. He also, according to the New York Times, told his senior senior aides to resolve any issues preventing employees who held them, any of these interim security clearances at the time, from receiving a full clearance. At the meeting in the West Wing, which we're going to talk about, Mr. Kelly said he was assigning Kirsten Nelson, who was then his deputy, to enforce the new policy. But it's not known whether Mr. Kelly, Ms. Nielsen, or any other senior officials sought to delve into why Mr. Porter only had an interim clearance. And that could be, there's a number of reasons why that could be. It could be that things were moving at an iceberg pace, so everything was taking so long, so this was not a surprise. It could be that they didn't know. Maybe they didn't ask. We don't know the answer to that. Now, yet the media has been on the left has been all over President Trump for not coming out and publicly stating that he is against domestic violence. Because, you know, if you don't say that, that means you're all for
although he has done that through Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who directly attributed those comments to the president of the United States condemning domestic violence. But for the press, definitely not enough. They wanted to hear the president himself say it.
So yesterday, the president was at a tax event at the White House, and he weighed in with this.
I am totally opposed to domestic violence, and everybody here knows that. I am totally opposed to domestic violence of any kind. Everyone knows that, and it almost wouldn't even have to be said. So now you hear it. But you all know it. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Great. The left should be happy now, right? Maybe not.
Donald Trump, once again, though, not saying, I believe the women, not saying, I support the women, not using her or she or saying anything about women in that statement, just saying he opposes domestic violence of all kinds. He's been asked this over and over and over and over again. This is the first time that we are getting an answer that even broaches domestic violence. The last time we got an answer from the president directly like this, he was talking about how wonderful a person Rob Porter was and that they wished him well, that the allegations were very serious.
Okay, here's Katie's beef. And she's a reporter, so I'm not sure why she's engaging in this. But again, this is her beef. He didn't say, I believe the women. That's the beef. Remember what the president said over the weekend in his tweet. He said he's calling for due process. His view is that whatever the truth is, it needs to be sought.
Right.
Not that you just reflexively believe an accuser. Now, is there evidence that's leading a lot of people to publicly believe these women? Of course, there is. About a picture of a black eye is kind of compelling evidence. But the standard here, and it's especially prevalent amongst the left, is you have no choice but to believe an accuser, and that's it. It's guilt until proven innocent is the standard.
Yes.
And it's kind of upside down. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us at 8:05 this morning, and I'll be interested to talk to him. I ran into him earlier this week, and we were talking about the very thing, about security clearances and how they exactly work in the White House, the idea of having an interim security clearance, what that meant for Rob Porter as he handled all this paperwork for the president. Dr. Gorka will have answers for us.
6:43 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
6:45, that means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Route 7 commuters coming out of Leesburg. Hang on, I know it's a slow merge to get on the eastbound 7. The crash is before Battlefield Parkway under police direction. No problems to report on 66 from Gainesville up through to the Beltway, and you're able to get on to 66 if you're coming off of 15. However, west of Haymarket, that's where we have a serious crash with the overturned tractor trailer. They have westbound 66 stopped after 15 Haymarket. They're trying to get the shoulder by. Eastbound side, they are allowing traffic to get by there now. North on 95, Lorton crash over to the left shoulder. For 270, uneventful. It's just been about the volume through Urbana, Hyattstown. Now in Germantown and Rockville, seeing some of those slowdowns. 95 south for Maryland slows to merge onto that outer loop in towards Silver Spring, but lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high for the date, 77 degrees. It's going to get mild. A lot of cloud in, maybe a couple of rain showers, 70 degrees. A very mild 60 tonight with a southwest breeze with some rain late. Falling temperatures tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Senator Tammy Duckworth is getting ready to make history. She's supposed to take maternity leave soon. She's expecting her second child in the spring, which will make her the first sitting senator to give birth while in office, which is posing all sorts of interesting things. But her contention here is that this is kind of inconvenient, actually, because she's going to have to take maternity leave and she's going to miss votes. That's her beef here. In fact, here's Senator Duckworth talking about that.
So am I not allowed to vote? Can I not do my job? I'm even being told right now that I can't technically take maternity leave, because if I take maternity leave, then I won't be allowed to sponsor legislation or vote during that time period.
So she's concerned that a medical leave will preclude her from doing her job.
Wait, but isn't John McCain also on medical leave, and he also can't vote when he's on medical leave?
Well, yeah, because he's not there unless he comes back.
So
yeah.
How is this different?
Right. So, you know, either you take leave and then come back to vote if you can work it. She also talked about her pregnancy and how much news it got.
I'm not the first working woman to give birth. I'm not the first working woman to juggle family and her career. It's ridiculous that it's 2018 and this became big news.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's historic. You know, Tammy Duckworth also, I should mention, double amputee, an Iraq war veteran. But, you know, what did you expect? Of course it's inconvenient to give birth, but you're getting a baby. How cool is that? A second one. She obviously liked it the first time.
Good for her, and it's a wonderful blessing, so congratulations. 6:48 on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those, why did I wait on this things? And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have six seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Enninger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mary. Yeah, stock futures are in the green. The Dow is indicated to open 235 points higher this morning. Yesterday's hint of inflation at the consumer level did not dampen the markets for too long. You remember there was a dip at the open, and then it recovered. Today, we get a read on inflation at the wholesale level. Markets are higher in Europe right now. They closed higher overnight in Asia. Crude oil popped higher by almost 2% since this time yesterday. The IRS is warning that a tax scam is getting worse. Infected computers appear to be in tax preparers' offices. They're giving hackers access to file other people's returns, and then the hackers get the refunds electronically deposited into their accounts. McDonald's is taking cheeseburgers out of Happy Meals to make them more healthy. They're off the menu. You could still order a Happy Meal with one, though. Mickey D's is also making bottled water a menu choice for kids' meals. A pet food recall after six pets died or were sickened because of salmonella. Brands include Darwin's Natural Raw Pet Food, Red Barn Pet Products, and Smokehouse Pet Products. The Can-Am Duel tonight at Daytona. Two 150-lap qualifying races ahead of Sunday's iconic Daytona 500. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
It's 6:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head around the Maryland Beltway first. Topside through Silver Spring slowing, and then you'll find a little bit of a delay here approaching 214 Central Avenue. Had a couple cars in the left lane causing those slowdowns. It's been a little bit busy. Virginia, north on 95 and Lorton crash, trying to get that to the left shoulder. 66 west of 15 out in Haymarket area, overturned truck. They're now, they're not allowing the shoulder to get by, so everyone being detoured and taken off of 66 west onto 15. Eastbound side open. And then if you're continuing our normal trek through Manassas, volume into Centerville, Fair Oaks, and the Beltway. But again, it's the westbound side of 66 shut down at 15 Haymarket with a serious crash with the overturn. Coming out of Leesburg, Route 7 eastbound, very slow, merging on to 7 east before the Battlefield Parkway with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to run some very warm air across the region over the next 24 hours and then some falling temperatures. Might have a wintry mix in the forecast by the weekend. Cloudy and a few showers today. Mild morning, very warm afternoon for this time of year, 70 degrees. A gusty southwest breeze picks up tonight. Rain late, 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, then falling temperatures with rain in the first part of the day. Showers for the afternoon will fall to near 50. And then by Saturday, we could have some mixed precipitation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 49 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Okay, well, if you're ever thinking about working at the New York Times, I'm going to provide you with some evidence. You can assess whether it's even worth it to you and whether this is the kind of newsroom environment you'd like to be in. Remember earlier this week we told you about opinion writer Barry Weiss at the New York Times, who tweeted out after there was a triple axel at the Olympics completed by Mirai Nagasu. Mirai Nagasu, first woman to execute a triple axel for the United States at the Olympics. Beautiful form. Well, she's Asian, but she's American. And Barry Weiss tweets, immigrants, they get the job done, right? Well, then instantly the reaction on Twitter is like, she's not an immigrant. She's American. Her parents were immigrants, but she's not an immigrant. She's American. And so then she's getting beat up on Twitter over this, and she's very, you know, then she's fighting everybody. It descends into nonsense very quickly, as things often do on Twitter.
And that what she said, they're immigrants, they get the job done, is actually a quote from the play Hamilton.
Yeah, apparently, I guess the line is, we get the job done. And regardless, this ended up being a conversation inside of the New York Times. They have something called Slack. A lot of businesses and newsrooms use Slack to communicate between employees, so people are posting messages there. And there's a new social media policy at the New York Times that precludes a lot of their journalists from communicating, and other employees from communicating their thoughts, unless they're editorial op-ed employees. They're not really supposed to be giving robust opinions online on Twitter. So what they've done is they've moved it internally, and the conversations are about what you'd expect inside the New York Times newsroom. One staffer claimed Asians don't matter. Numerous employees were declaring that they were offended by the tweet. And somebody else wrote, a disgruntled employee saying, I will no longer remain silent about our hostile work environment just so that it will be pleasant for others. Frankly, microaggressions and people being obtuse cut the deepest. And this is daily, they wrote in all capital letters to emphasize how serious they were.
Point of order.
Yes.
Quick question, since I don't understand a lot of this speak. Microaggressions cut the deepest. Why would they not be macroaggressions then?
Why do they micro? Is this like a paper cut then?
Quite literally, I think macroaggressions cut the deepest. When you get stabbed, I'm pretty sure that cuts the deepest.
Yeah.
Versus a microaggression.
Just like a paper cut.
When you're not acknowledging your implicit bias. Oh, speaking of implicit bias, that also came up. Employees debating whether or not they should have mandatory implicit bias training at the New York Times. And if you're wondering to yourself, what is implicit bias? That is bias that is so undetectable that you need mandatory training in order to detect it.
This is phenomenal. I love this when they actually have to live in their own world that they create, and they're all just spinning and spinning and spinning because everyone is so offended by so many different things, and then people are offended that other people are offended. It's wonderful.
It's incredible
This
stuff.
Is why they're never going to win.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings of the Mall.
All right, we're going to talk to John Lott at 705 Crime Prevention Research Center. John's going to break down this shooting in Florida for us. That's coming up 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. No classes today at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where at least 17 were killed yesterday. And there will be no classes there anytime soon as police work a very active crime scene.
Oh, it could take investigators days to process this scene. According to the sheriff, this crime scene begins outside of the school. The first body was found by the street. As these investigators move forward, they found two bodies outside the building. Of course, we know that 12 others were found inside.
Correspondent Rosa Flores, as the investigation continues at the school, detectives are looking at the suspect, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz. This student knew him.
I got assigned to a group project with him, and he started talking to me. He told me how he got kicked out of two private schools. He was held back twice. He had aspirations to join the military. He enjoyed hunting. He always just seemed very quiet and strange.
Cruz also threatened to commit violence on his social media post. It's unclear whether anyone ever flagged this and sent it to police or school officials. Is the Senate somewhere or nowhere on immigration? We may find out one way or another today.
A bipartisan group of senators agreed on an immigration deal. It needs 60 votes to advance within the Senate. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says compromise is needed.
We don't have to agree on everything. We just have to agree on some things, and we can and find a way forward together.
Republican Senator Pat Toomey sees the glass as half full.
It's really going to be an extraordinary moment. I hope we are able to reach an agreement on this, because I think this needs to get done.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The NSA does not give up its secrets without a crowbar, so we still don't really know much more about yesterday's kerfuffle at Fort Meade. The FBI has taken over the investigation and is working on the theory that the black SUV that would end up tangled against a Jersey wall with bullet holes in the windshield had somehow made a wrong turn. It's not the only theory they're looking at, but they're not saying much else, except it was not a case of terrorism. Three people in custody. Vacant office space has been a pain in Northern Virginia's neck for years. Could a big defense spending bump be the cure?
You cannot overstate the role that the defense community plays in the economy in Northern Virginia.
Former Congressman Jim Moran knows how much Northern Virginia's economy is linked to the spending habits of the federal government.
Much of that money gets dispensed, at least initially, from the Pentagon headquarters. The economy of Northern Virginia is utterly dependent upon that.
The $500 billion increase in defense spending approved last week may help places like Crystal City with its long-running office vacancy problem.
It can't hurt. I do think as the defense budget increases, you're going to see more and more activity.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,893. The NASDAQ at 71,43. In sports, the U.S. Michaela Schifrin came from behind to win the women's giant slalom at the Winter Olympics.
It's never easy. It's always a fight, but I put a lot of fight into the second run, and yeah, it's an incredible feeling.
She looks to defend her 2014 gold in the slalom today. The Wizards come back from the biggest deficit in the NBA this season, 27 points down to beat the Knicks. College hoops, Duke romps over Virginia Tech. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.